Welcome to This Deep Dive. Today, we're unpacking a really compelling set of sources from Millenkoll's Quality with Milan. These aren't just, isolated tips. Think of them more like comprehensive blueprints for building robust quality. They cover quite a range, everything from high-level leadership stuff right down to practical collaboration strategies.
Yeah, and what's particularly insightful, I think, is how Milan really connects those dots for you.
Yeah.
He shows a pretty clear pathway from like a big picture vision for quality down to the nitty gritty of how projects actually get done day to day. It feels like a very practical guide for enhancing your whole quality engineering practice.
Okay, let's dive right in then. One of the core ideas, especially from that QE leadership at three stages of org post, is that the best QE leaders, the most successful ones, they don't just enforce quality. They actually cultivate an environment where it thrives. It's all about fostering a genuine quality first culture. But, the question is, how does Milan suggest leaders do that beyond just saying it's important?
Right. That's the crucial part, isn't it? Because it's not always obvious how to make that happen on the ground. Milan gets specific. He details this cultivation by talking about practices like setting aside dedicated innovation days just for exploring quality improvements,
right,
or encouraging peer-driven code reviews, actively celebrating when someone improves a process, things like that. He really emphasizes shifting the focus away from blame, towards collective ownership. Remember, he discussed one team that significantly cut defects because they empowered engineers to actually schedule time for technical debt and quality-related refactoring,
mm-hmm,
instead of just purely hitting feature deadlines all the time.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. It's about building it into the rhythm of the work. So, all right, once you've started building that internal quality culture, how do you then manage when things get more complex, like large projects, multiple teams? That seems to be where his insights from how to successfully collaborate with multiple test leads in a large-scale projects really come into play. What are the unique challenges there, and what strategies does he actually propose?
Yeah, you've definitely hit on a major pain point for a lot of organizations. Milan really unpacks the real-world complexities of coordinating lots of test leads in a big company setting. It's not just about scheduling meetings, right? He points out it's about navigating different testing approaches, sometimes conflicting priorities, and often even slightly different definitions of what quality means across various teams. That happens. Yeah. So he suggests strategies like establishing a federated test strategy model.
Federated model.
Yeah, where you have shared core principles, but individual teams still get autonomy over how they implement things. And he also stresses having a shared, single source of truth, one place everyone looks for test progress and risks. It's about keeping everyone aligned.
Unified vision, distributed execution.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a powerful distinction. And speaking of challenges, there's that classic tension in development, isn't there? That piece on choosing between speed, quality, cost, and test automation. That feels like a strategic aha moment for almost anyone in product development. How does Milan suggest we navigate those trade-offs? Because you can't always have everything.
Absolutely fundamental. Understanding those trade-offs really informs every strategic call you make in QE. Milan clarifies that it's rarely about picking just one, like speed or quality. It's usually about making conscious, informed compromises. So, for example, maybe sometimes you accept a higher upfront cost for building good automation, because you know it will pay back massively in long-term speed and quality. It's a calculated bet. And it's not all just high-level strategy either. His technical guides, like the one on complex JSON parsing, they directly show how optimizing those nitty-gritty technical bits can actually influence your ability to balance speed and quality in your automation.
Ah, connecting the tactical to the strategic.
Precisely. He tackles real pain points, like how do you efficiently validate these really nested, dynamic JSON structures you get from APIs? That's a common headache in testing, and it can seriously slow down your tests or make them flaky, right? Affecting both speed and reliability. So he offers specific patterns, things like handling polymorphic data or recursive parsing, which directly help you build faster, more robust test suites. Got it. So, pulling this all together, what does this really mean for you, the listener? Millenkoll's work, it seems, truly underscores that quality isn't just a checkbox exercise or a technical task siloed away. It's much more strategic, it's cultural, it's collaborative, a journey that needs, continuous cultivation and smart decisions at every level.
Right.
And maybe our final thought for you to consider is this. How could adopting more of that cultivation mindset for quality, rather than just an enforcement one, fundamentally reshape the impact you have? What's one concrete step, maybe something small you could take next week, to start nurturing a better quality environment in your own work context?